If cities are men, traveling is sort of dating. So, who's the right guy that I might consider to marry? New York made me very happy. I'm really into arts and culture, and I still remember he spent all day with me checking out dozens of museums and exhibitions and told me tons of stories behind those works. But the problem is, he's also very good with other girls. He would take them to places where we've been together. But I really don't want to share my man with someone else. So, what about DC? Actually, he's not bad. I was dating with him for 2 months, and he totally changed me. He usually woke me up around 5:30 or 6 a.m. and asked me to go jogging with him. When he left his office at night, he sometimes brought me to networking gatherings. Dating with him was incredibly beneficial for both my physical health and my future career. I'm grateful for what he did, but I don't plan to marry a man who's even older than my father. As for L.A., well, we're just so different. He likes slim and sassy girls he can bring to parties, but I wear nerdy glasses and don't care that much about my dress. He's proud of the Lakers, but I don't understand basketball. He wants to show me the production process of the Transformers, but I hardly watch any commercial films. It seems like we're not on the same channel. Neither of us wants to work it out. So be it. And then I met San Francisco. He has Asian looking, except for the blue eyes. That's the color of the ocean and the sky while we were waiting for the sunset at Fisherman's Wharf. He's a quiet person as gentle as the hazy twilight. When the night totally drew in, we left the wharf and walked to a Cantonese restaurant. The streets rose and fell just like silent waves. I felt like I was wrapped in a half-remembered dream. That was very romantic. So we arrived at the restaurant, and he ordered one of my favorite dishes. I was surprised and asked, how did he know that? He didn't answer, just smiled and said, next time you should come to my place so I can cook for you. Food was fantastic, and we chatted in Cantonese. That's the first day we met, but I felt like we've been friends for years and years. Suddenly, his face overlapped with another face in my memory. That's the first city I fell in love with, my hometown, Guangzhou. You know what? I looked into his eyes and said, you are exactly the same as my first love. I don't think so. He took a sip of tea and answered in Cantonese. I'm definitely better than him. And that's the moment he won my heart.